What is up, everybody? My name is Lucas, and this is MGM Marketabilities Podcast, back with another episode, and we're so happy to have you. If you guys have not, please like and subscribe, leave a comment. We would love to hear from you. This episode today is called The Mirror and the Megaphone. Now, why? What does that have to do with marketing? Well, I'm going to tell you. Here's the thing, is you can only market as well as the person that you are. So in retrospect, the way that we're looking at it is that you can only reflect back into your business, your customers and everything from who you are. Okay. So that's the mirror, right? And then marketing is the megaphone. So let's expand on this. Okay. So how you present yourself, how you show yourself to your industry, to your possible audience or customers or whatever, they will reflect back to you who you are, who you're being, how you think about them. That's just how the world works. Whether you believe in the Lord, like I do, there's Bible verses all about this, or if you believe in the universe, it doesn't really matter. They say the exact same thing. You're always getting back to you what you're putting out. Okay. So if your business isn't doing very well, or if it's doing great, then that you're just getting the reflection back to you. And if you want to do even better, you start doing marketing really, really well. So, and that's where the megaphone comes in. So let's just dive a little bit deeper. So if you are having personal struggles, a lot of the time it's going to reflect back to you in some way. Now your business may be monetarily doing well and you may have some good employees, but your home life is a wreck and that sucks. And that doesn't like that. That's to me that's not successful. Here at Growing Media, we don't consider that success. If you're making a ton of money and you can buy anything you want, but it comes to the cost of your family or your friends or whatever, your personal relationships, that's not wealth. That's like trading one for the other, right? Wealth is being, you know, well off money wise, which doesn't take very much if we're being honest, and having good relationships with people close to you, having a spiritual life, being genuinely happy in most areas of your life. That is what really matters in the end. And so if you know, pulling back and actually having those moments with your family, with your friends and everything brings you more joy in a big turn of events that could happen, that probably will happen, is if you're happier and you have more joy going into you doing your work, then it's going to reflect back to you. Will you make more money than some people? Probably not. Like, and that's okay. You don't need to be the richest person in the world. I don't know why people even have that type of goal anyway. I think it's more vain than anything, right? It's like, what are you going to do with all that money? Like, like nothing. Like it's just money. You know, you don't get to take it with you. Okay. So you need to think about what's reflecting back to you in your life, because that is what you're putting out. And if you're like, man, where does it say that in the Bible? Probably one of the most quoted things ever. You reap what you sow. Okay. So like what you're planting now is what's going to reflect back to you. It could be tomorrow. It could be a month from now. It could be a year from now. You know, it just depends on the seeds that you're actually planting. And sometimes the seeds that you're planting are just your thoughts, your inner thoughts about your industry, about the people that you serve, about the people that hire you to do the incredible job that you get hired to do. And so with this mirror concept, take it as evidence of what you're doing, the good, the bad, and start doing more of the good and start doing less of the bad. It's actually a pretty simple concept, but here's the thing is that if you want to, even take that to like a whole another level. So like, say like there is a lot of good happening and there's a lot of things that you're happy about and you want more of that. Well, that's where marketing comes in. You can basically, you know, you have all these thoughts, you have this mirror reflecting, but imagine a mirror being blasted into a megaphone, right? Doesn't really make sense. I know, but the megaphone is a good example. So now if you're taking who you are as a person and putting it even more out into the world, things can explode for you. And it doesn't, maybe whatever your goal is, like you just want more followers or you want more likes or subscribes or you want more customers, you want more money, you want to have the biggest, et cetera, business, like whatever business in this area. Like I know Growing Media, we always want to be the biggest marketing company in Southern Illinois. And that's not necessarily vain. Like we don't want to battle the other companies or anything like that. We love all those guys, but we also just want to strive to be better. And I think that's where, the megaphone comes in, is because a lot of people will be very, very good at what they are, who they are and what they do. But they're so scared to put themselves out there, which is accurate. Like it's totally, I get it. Like we all have that fear of failure. We all have that fear of being seen failing, which is really what it is. Because I think if people didn't see us fail, then we probably would do it anyway. Because then we would just figure it out. But if people are seeing us fail, then we get a little self-conscious and yeah. So this is the megaphone part is really for most people who are scared. Like you guys are actually doing really good work and you're making a difference in people's lives, but you're not making a big enough difference. It could be tripling and quadrupling. And so now it's time to jump on the megaphone. Okay. Like it's time to hold down that button and speak it in the megaphone and make your voice louder. Okay. And if you guys need help with that, you know where we are. We're in Marion, Illinois, Growing Media Marketing. We can come to you and we'll help you do that. Well, your voice can be heard. We can make your voice heard anywhere. And I mean it anywhere. It's wild what you can do. And, or if you guys just need a consult, like, hey, I've been working with this. I've been trying these things. It hasn't been working. Can you help me pivot and make a new plan? Absolutely. We're here for you. But you got to start. You got to start putting yourself out there. You got to start expanding. You got to start revealing, who you are. And okay, let's backtrack. So maybe you are putting yourself out there. Maybe you are, really getting vulnerable, but things aren't changing. Back to the mirror. Who are you actually being in that moment? Who are you actually being in your business, in your life? Because you're only going to get the reflection of who you are back to you. And this may sound like some mumbo jumbo, but it's true. It's just the way of the world. It's the way God made it. I'm okay with it. I mean, you don't have to like it. I'm not asking you to like the way that these things are. That's ridiculous. I can't ask you to do that. But I just want you to understand that this is the way things are. Like you get back what you put out. So you get, if you better inputs, better outputs. That's what I always say with people in the audio industry. People are always wondering how I get good this or good sounding that. It's because I make sure what's coming in on the front end, on the original recording, sounds incredible. It sounds the best that I can get it to sound. Because then that makes the output, when I'm done doing the post-production and the mixing and all the other little fancy things, all I'm doing is making it even better. I'm not trying to fix it. I'm not trying to polish. We have this saying in the audio industry that you can't polish a turd, okay? So if your inputs are bad, your outputs are just going to be bad. There's no way around that. So check your inputs. Your outputs will change. Once you get your outputs to where you want them, blast those outputs into a megaphone, aka put yourself out there like you've never put yourself out there before. Because here's the thing is that like you may be like, you've been doing this for a while. And say you've got a few thousand people who follow you and use you and stuff. And you're like, man, it's just not going well. It's more than likely that people have no idea that you exist. Okay. There's billions of people in the world. Depending on how many people you can use that can use your business, it's probably somewhere in the millions range. Right. And most of them, I guarantee almost 1% or less, probably have no idea that you are who, like what you do or who you are. So that's why you have to keep putting yourself out there week in and week out. You have to keep shouting into the, not shouting, but talking into the megaphone. You have to keep projecting it out there because you don't know who's going to see it that day. You don't know what the algorithm is this day or that day. You don't know, maybe one random video on YouTube or Instagram or something will just pop off. And then all of a sudden people are starting to see who you are. People who need to find you will find you, but only if you check your mirror. And once the mirror is checked, then you put yourself into the megaphone. And then things just kind of happen. It's like living in alignment, something like that. Anyways, I hope this was helpful. I hope this made sense. If you guys are confused, send me a message, and I'll explain better. Maybe we can sit down and talk about it. Anyways, I love you. I hope you've had a phenomenal summer so far. It's been hot here, and wish you well. Wish you super well. We release podcast episodes every Monday morning. So if you guys are subscribing, just be on the lookout Monday mornings. We are coming out with new episodes, and can't wait to see you there. Bye.